This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats approved a budget resolution early Friday morning that will allow them to pass coronavirus relief without GOP support. The budget passed the Senate in a 50-50 party line vote with Vice President Harris breaking the tie. The vote is the first step for being able to pass a subsequent coronavirus relief bill that can now bypass the filibuster in the Senate. Turkey's interior minister has accused the United States of being behind a 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed on U.S.-based Muslim preacher and businessman. In a prompt response to the comments on Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the accusations were wholly false. More than 250 people were killed in an attempted overthrow of President Recep Erdogan and his government. The Texas Department of Public Safety has apologized after mistakenly issuing an Amber Alert that said Chucky from the 1988 horror film Child's Play was a suspect in the kidnapping of his 5-year-old son, Glenn Ray. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A couple of Kansas City Chiefs may miss the big game on Sunday, all because they wanted to clean up their hairdo. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The Kansas City Chiefs have placed two players on the COVID-19 reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts, but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for 5 consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. Both men were wearing masks at the time, and Kilgore insisted the barber finish the job. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
U.S. Marshals on Thursday arrested a teenage fugitive who was wanted on murder charges in connection with a deadly Wisconsin mall shooting Sunday in Grand Chute outside of Green Bay. 17-year-old Desmond Ellis was arrested in Des Moines, Iowa for murdering 19-year-old Giovanni Frosto. Desmond faces first-degree intentional homicide charges. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As the National Football League gets ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Commissioner Roger Goodell said Thursday it took an amazing amount of work to get the season underway this year.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong, but between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in this society. This was a year where we were all challenged. We all had to adapt. And we had to find innovative solutions to challenges. And I couldn't be prouder that the NFLPA and the NFL worked together in, I think, unprecedented fashion to be able to find those solutions together. Not only did we negotiate a 10-year CBA that was approved in March, literally the day of that, we started discussing about free agency and how free agents in the offseason would go forward. So it's been a lot of change, but it's also rewarding on that front. And the sacrifices that our players and coaches and everyone made, their families, is just extraordinary, and we're really proud to be here.
Super Bowl Sunday's kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, it's how we roll. It's, you know, what we're doing for you, ladies and gentlemen, not because it's easy. It's hard. We know that. We've been struggling with this and this idea for a long time. And just, you know, for a glimpse there, it looked like we may be on the right trajectory. And then an election happened. Or maybe that's what we're told, an election supposedly happened. And we're still trying to figure all this out. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, John Whitehead joins us now. He is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. And we've got so much to talk about. John, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Just studying the landscape out there, the political landscape, and the country is in a mess.
Yeah, without a doubt. So explain to me. I mean, you know, and I've been every time I see this stuff, I can't help but think of you. And this is why I look forward to our conversations, because here we are. We still have the National Guard in Washington, D.C. I mean, it was bad enough we had 25,000 National Guard members in D.C. for the inauguration. Some quip that that was the only way Joe Biden could have gotten an audience was that he had to invite the National Guard to be there. But seriously, I mean, it's quite foreboding. I mean, you know, this is the United States of America, and we got 25,000 National Guard members, and you know, to me, what a great overreaction. Even Byron York agrees with this as well. It says it's just an extreme overreaction to January the 6th.
Well, also, they're sending a message to America, and that is we are the power, and we can do what we want to do. We can call in the Army if we want to. Mm-hmm. And better watch out, you know, if you want to have a rally, you want to do this or that, you better do it according to our rules or you can get smashed. So that's basically the message being sent. And they're talking about now cardoning off somehow the Capitol building and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This is not a democracy or republic. I mean, if you can't walk into your own government buildings, I mean, the whole idea of our Constitution is, and I'll just read a little bit of it from the preamble, we the people of the United States establish justice, promote general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States. It's us. It's our building. It's not their building. And
exactly.
The people up there in Washington, D.C. are our representatives, and there's no way they should be treating fencing in parts of buildings and stuff. I mean, if it's gotten to that point, then obviously they're not doing a very good job. And
mm-hmm. Well, they don't even understand the first three letters of the Constitution. I mean, they've negated that, John. This is a thing that frustrates me. I mean, we the people is non-existent.
They don't want to understand it. I mean, they want power. I mean, the people who run Washington, D.C. is that Princeton University study showed in 2014. It's run by 585 billionaires. They call it a moneyed elite, an oligarchy. And they're there for one reason, basically, money and control. And when you see these congressmen go in, so-called average people, and they come out millionaires, there's a reason. They spend 3 days a week raising money up there, mm-hmm. and we pay for it.
Right.
All the stuff you see going on, the National Guard there, the Army, we pay for it.
Yeah.
Whatever they do, the average president's been dropping 100,000 bombs over in the Middle East during their tenures, Obama, President Trump as well, and guess who's paying for it? We're paying for it. But listen, do we have any say in any of that stuff? No. We don't have a say in anything.
Right.
I mean, they do what they want to do, and they, you know, if we do a little uprising, they can come in and smash our heads, you know. And now you have the Department of, most people don't realize this, is the Department of Homeland Security's National Terrorist Advisory system has now issued a new terror bulletin saying that because of false narratives, people may get all fueled and get all upset, and they're asking the Americans, listen to this, to report suspicious activity and threats, possible violence, including people's social media pages and stuff, to law enforcement, FBI. They want to turn each other in.
Yeah, Big Brother's being unleashed.
That's what they did in Nazi Germany, by the way. That's how Nazi Germany stayed in power.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, hey, we've read about this. We've seen this movie before, as you say. But, John, again, getting back to this We the People, I mean, we keep seeing We the People, We the People. But We the People got to figure out, you know, that we are a force, and how to rally that force in such a way that that takes the country back. Donald Trump announced that in the inauguration of 2016, and it only went so far because, you said, the oligarchy has such a stranglehold on our government that we're fooling ourselves. I mean, you know, what can we control? I mean, here they are. They're stamping down conservatives. Obviously, they believe people of faith and conservatives are such a strong force that they're really coming down on us. But yet, Black Lives Matter, they let them get away with literally murder all summer long.
But again, it's the government doing it. The government can do whatever the government wants to do. And, they're trying to alter and change the country, obviously. And there are people in the past have set models, and I've talked about them in my books, Battlefield America, Martin Luther King being one guy who said, don't use violence, get together, just march down the street, normal, you know, and stuff like that. And always, a number of philosophers have warned, all the government does, they want a little violence. You know, a little violence is all it takes for them to get super violent.
Yes.
And say, now we have to use violence to put down the mob. And to be honest with you, is there really any mobs in the United States? Very much so, not very often, no.
Yeah, but, even on the 6th, I mean, that wasn't really, you know, that was overstated, that what happened on the 6th, no doubt.
And the FBI most recent report show that crime in America is at an all-time low. So Americans are not what they're pictured by the government. And if we think about this, you know, people listening to this program, Department of Homeland Security does threat assessments on all homes in America. They go from green to red. Mm-hmm. If you have a kind of criminal record or you've done anything a little weird, your threat assessment goes up. And people wonder why when police arrive at the door, sometimes they're all hyper because they have all that stuff, information. Mm-hmm. And why you get 80,000 SWAT team raids in America. And it's, you know, they're watching us. So the Fourth Amendment, by the way, I tell people to read the Bill of Rights, folks. Read the Fourth Amendment. It says the government's not supposed to be doing surveillance on it unless they have some evidence of criminality. They have fusion centers all across the country that work with the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, and the military, and they're watching everything we're doing. The FBI has 80 million names that they've accumulated of people they might have to watch over the years. I mean, they watch Martin Luther King, John Lennon. You go down the list, Ernest Hemingway, you name some of the people.
Yes.
Philip K. Dick, the science fiction writer. Watching everybody, always. And there's actually a database called Main Core with 8 million names in it of people who will be rounded up in times of distress in America and go into FEMA camps, which actually exist on military bases. So we're in, I would say, if you, whatever you learn in school about America and all this stuff, basically all of it's baloney. Mm-hmm. America is not the land of the free anymore.
No.
It's the land of the afraid. It's the land of the rulers. And we can get, I think that there's a possibility of always changing things, but as long as we let this go, the longer we let this go. I mean, when you see him cardoning Washington, D.C. off now as sort of the back end.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Hey, John, we got to go to break. Let's pause here. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Don Shank here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. The Tide 2021 Year Beard Challenge is underway, and we're looking for even more men to commit to putting their razors down for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. One participant who encourages men to join this unique opportunity says, "We often find it difficult to talk about our faith, but not our day-to-day lives. You can easily start a conversation about why you have a huge beard and who it is we're here to serve." The Hairy Guys each have a goal to help provide airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio programs so that more people around the world can hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn more about how you can help the Tide Ministry tell more people about Jesus by simply putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Oh, those three most powerful words, they're kind of dormant right now, admittedly, and we've got to find a way to wake them up, and this is why we appreciate John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute on with us, because, again, these are the powerful words from our Constitution. Oh, by the way, which those oligarchs we were talking about, yes, the oligarchs here in the United States, these power brokers that really have more control than we realize that just got fully exposed You know, and I think this is quite the denouement of the whole situation of the Trump administration, because if you could say anything about the Trump administration, one word, you'd say exposure. So much got exposed, but on 2020, they were so desperate to make sure that Donald Trump did not get reelected. And John, maybe to your earlier point, you know, if you follow the money, wars are very profitable for these oligarchs. And, you know, the idea that you had a president that was not getting us into deeper wars and was trying to extricate us became a problem. So they had to rally the forces of big tech and the establishment media and, you know, the power, inside power, political brokers and everything. I mean, you talk about the perfect tsunami to get us all, you know, to suspend our reality for us to consider that you got two people in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who couldn't even garner, I mean, 3-5%, you know, in the primaries. I mean, you know, she was so bad that she faded. She was one of the first ones to fade out of the competition. And now she's the vice president of the United States. And oh yeah, the same one that's, paying the bail money for all these people on the radical left side, as we talked about earlier. But, I didn't see her helping any conservatives out. Did you?
No, and that's the point. I mean, the what's happened to the presidency and our government today? They've become like kings and monarchs, and that's how they act. And the thing is that to be honest with you, everything is run by what we call the deep state, mm-hmm. and that's the oligarch I'm talking about. But it even goes deeper than that. I mean, people don't realize that the 17 intelligence agencies, the cloud from which they have access to all the information around the world, is built by Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and companies like that who work directly with. And this is, believe it or not, folks, all these companies work with the CIA, NSA. They have access to all the information that they have on us, and then all the information they collect on us, what we buy, where we go, where we shop, all our facial recognition, where we travel around the country, is also fed into that cloud. Mm-hmm. So they're all working together, and we're moving into, if you've studied the Chinese social credit system, mm-hmm. Google works openly with China on establishing their surveillance system. So we're moving into a global, I would say, concentration camp at this point. That's mm-hmm. where we're headed right now. And mm-hmm. Turning that back is going to be very, very difficult. I think when you have Biden administration now pushing, going after domestic terrorists, it was all over what happened up there in Washington, D.C. They used that as an excuse now to go into everybody's homes and emails and whatever and watch us. Mm-hmm. We're moving into a system that George Orwell would say, hey, I told you.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you haven't read 1984, people, go read that book again mm-hmm. right now. Grab it and read it, along with Battlefield America, which I go into a lot of this stuff, and trying to wake people up and give them an avenue. But like I say, I think things that we need to have strategy in our lives, heart for each other, love each other, not the government, not be, you know, messing around saying, I want to adore this politician, whatever.
Right, exactly.
And education. Educate yourself on your rights. Education precedes actions. We talk about in this program a lot. And strategy, heart, education, and see that what's around you is not what you're being told. And if you're getting your information off the mainstream media, which Carl Bernstein of Bernstein and Woodward, the big journalist that won the Nobel Peace Prize, he said in the late 70s he wrote an article very, very clear saying that when he got into and started working with the New York Times and the media and the television networks, he realized that the government was in there working with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew his mind.
Right.
So they're feeding you information. They want to control you. With the average American watching 150 hours of television a month, mm-hmm. we're lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn that thing off. Mm-hmm. I don't watch television. At least turn – here's what I keep telling people, and I've said it before in your program. Turn it off one-third of the time and take one-third of those hours, 50 of those hours a week, and get organized in your community with friends and start changing your local government. Stop the SWAT team raids. Push and just say, we're not going to get into this thing with the government of watching and surveilling. We're not let the police watch social media accounts, which they're doing now. They're studying them, trying to do pre-crime, you know, and try to predict what criminals. And what's insane about, like I said, the FBI says that the crime rate in this country is at an all-time low. So why are they doing that? Because they want to control us. You say the wrong word, they show up at your door now.
Well, they they're anticipating.
Stop turning in your neighbors for idiocy. Okay, yes. For someone saying the wrong word and not wearing a mask or whatever, don't be calling the police. Mm-hmm. Go over and talk to them. Be a neighbor. Have a heart.
Yeah, exactly. Some good points here, John. We have, as you said, we're being conditioned all along, and if we, you know, have eyes to see, and we precondition ourselves to take what's being, what's being acted on, you know, by the government. I said to people after the election, I said, we got to get back to first principles. Forget about this politics stuff. I mean, how well has politics served you? It has us at each other's throats. We're divided and easily conquerable right now by these power brokers that are, you know, working on us. I mean, you know, as you've reported before, I mean, the weaponization of our institutions is incredible. The amount of ammunition that is in the hands of the IRS and the EPA and all these other, and you go, what are they doing?
It was leaked that they hired a special corporation to make almost 2 million hollow point bullets for all federal agents. There's 120,000 federal agents running around this country with hollow point bullets. I'm a former military officer. We were not allowed to use hollow point bullets because they expand on contact. They'll blow your arm off if you just shoot a guy in the arm. And so that's the kind of gun we're dealing with. They've got hollow point bullets to shoot Americans with. What are they thinking about?
Exactly. Now they're trying to defend their territory, no doubt about it. And as you say, this war on domestic terrorism is a trap, John.
Oh yeah, it's a trap. It's to get people freaked and worried about, I have a domestic terrorist in my neighborhood or whatever. And the thing is that to be a domestic terrorist, and the FBI now under Biden has come out and listed, you know, certain terms. You can use certain trigger words like cloud or pirates. Mm-hmm. You limp down the street. Going to a political rally, expressing yourself on social media, taking flying or boating lessons. It goes down the list. It's insane what they consider to be possible terrorist activity. In other words, breathing can be a terrorist activity in the government that we're operating under today. So, I mean, we can change that locally if you get active and stop just staring at the television set and get your kids off those cell phones all the time, because all that information, remember Facebook, Google all work with the NSA and CIA, what are they feeding into your kids' heads?
Well, these are dangerous times. These are dangerous times, and more dangerous than we realize. I mean, especially for what we've been experiencing in the last 4 years. I mean, this has been a 4-year coup attempt, and that finally was culminated with the 2020 election, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. We moved into that era where, it's perfect for the generation coming out of public education today. I mean, you're talking about people who are just willing to follow whatever they do. But George Orwell said it best: until people become conscious, they will never rebel. Until after they have rebelled, they cannot become conscious. So what he was saying is, and that's why you get rid of free speech and all that stuff, the cancel culture. AI now with algorithms on YouTube, you go on Amazon, wherever you're at today, they're canceling people because they say the wrong word or hint at saying the wrong word or whatever. They don't want people to think. And free speech makes people think. That's why I keep telling people, keep free speech alive, because they don't want you to think.
Well, he is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute. John, again, we're so grateful for your time. Thank you for coming on the show. We need to, you know, send people to the Rutherford Institute. How can they get involved? Because you just can't be dumb anymore. I mean, we've got to wise up here.
Go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, sign up for our weekly newsletter, follow us on Twitter and whatever, and get educated. Education precedes true action for freedom.
Amen. Get activated, ladies and gentlemen. John Whitehead, thank you, sir. Take care. Have a great
day. Thank you.
God bless.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats approved a budget resolution early Friday morning that will allow them to pass coronavirus relief without GOP support. The budget passed the Senate in a 50-50 party-line vote with Vice President Harris breaking the tie. The vote is the first step for being able to pass a subsequent coronavirus relief bill that can now bypass the filibuster in the Senate. Turkey's interior minister has accused the United States of being behind a 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed on U.S.-based Muslim preacher and businessman. In a prompt response to the comments on Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the accusations were wholly false. More than 250 people were killed in an attempted overthrow of President Recep Erdogan and his government. The Texas Department of Public Safety has apologized after mistakenly issuing an Amber Alert that said Chucky from the 1988 horror film Child's Play was a suspect in the kidnapping of his 5-year-old son, Glenn Ray. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jonathan Kahn, the best-selling author of the book Harbinger 2, is with us right now. And as you just heard, a very important message and warning to America. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill, as always.
Well, this message to Joe Biden, to the country, is quite the warning, Jonathan.
Yeah, I was, you know, Bill, at the last presidential inaugural prayer breakfast, I've been asked to speak, and this year it was basically canceled. It was virtual, so we decided to put a word, you know, put the word on the web, and this is just recently, you know, and I always seek to, you know, to give a word for the hour and the moment in America and the president. So I did. It was called. We posted it as something like prophetic, John the Gun prophetic message to Joe Biden, and with the first day, we never had this quickly. It broke 500,000 views. The second day, it broke 1 million. And then something strange happened that when we started searching for it, it was gone. I mean, it was as if it never existed on the web, on Google. And what had happened is it's called shadow banning. And that is that where they basically ban, you know, they can ban, you know, speech, they can ban believers. And you don't know what necessarily is happening because it was still on our YouTube. But if you tried to get it by knowing the title, it didn't matter. You wouldn't get it. And this is something very important for the future. We're in a whole new time. Yet, at the same time, other people had already reposted it, so other things did come up, and so people managed, and, the, you know, like now it's like a week later or something, and it's over 2 million views. But it just, you know, we are in a very, a new era right now, and we have to be actually stronger because the gospel is really at stake. The, and yes. all these things. So it was a prophetic message, but we never had this happen before. So it's telling us we're in a new day.
Jonathan, as I've been sharing with our audience, God gives us prophecy to warn us and to validate his sovereignty. And we have already realized that at least two-thirds of God's prophecy has been fulfilled. 1,000%, I often say, what do you think the chances are that the remaining third will be fulfilled at the same rate?
Yeah. Well, that's actually what, Bill, that's what led me to become a believer. I was raised in a Jewish home and synagogue and the whole thing. And when I was eight, I became an atheist. But what changed me was picking up a book that was called The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey, bestseller in the 70s, all about biblical prophecy coming true. And I was an atheist. I said, I can't argue with this. There's no way on earth. How, the only book in the world that does this is the Bible, that predicts human events, prophesies it with 100% accuracy. I mean, the Jewish people will be scattered throughout the earth. They'll be gathered back, and they'll come back to Jerusalem. All of these things that have come true, and how, even today, with supercomputers, we cannot even predict human events 2 years in advance. But here is shepherds, ancient shepherds, and fig tree farmers, and they're speaking about human events 2,000 years later, only the Bible. So what God said, it's come true, it will come true, there's no question.
And it stands out, Jonathan, in the face of, predictions, you can say in a sense, secular, prophetic, messages from the likes of, like an Al Gore or even Joe Biden and others who had predicted things. And as you know, in the Jewish culture, especially going back in the early days, there was quite the consequence if you became regarded as a false prophet, right?
Basically, you're stoned to death. So there's a very high bar on this. And of course, I mean, if someone says, "I think this is going to happen," that's one thing. Or they say, "Well, it could happen," that's one thing. But if they say, "It's going to happen," or "God told me," then you better be careful. That's why I've always been very careful. I don't predict things. But I give warning about the biblical template from the Harbinger onward that is warning us of what's going to happen according to that template. So we have to be really careful. But that shows you again how much the Bible is what it is, because it's got to be the Word of God or nothing.
Exactly. Well, Rabbi, you've taught me over the years since you and I have known each other, to really take note of, seasons and times. There are points in our life and in our history where there are some moments are more important, more dramatic than others. And I believe we are here right now. And this is why your book, your series of books, all that you have been warning us about is so critical and ties in to these now moments, because a now critical moment like today requires a now critical choice, does it not?
Yes. Yeah. The Lord is in, all moments, and just like in our lives, there are times when there's key convergences, and we say, whoa, Lord, and we don't always see it. Sometimes when we see it, it's like the veil is lifted. We look, wow, you did this and this, and now I'm here. And that is true also, as you said, in the world. Before 2019, before 2020 came, in the beginning of these shakings that we're still in, I was praying, and Lord, what do you want me to write? What's the next book? And that's when I got, this is the time of something I held off for 8 years. This is the time that it's the sequel to the Harbinger. It's the time to write it now, because what was in the Harbinger is going to continue, is going to be manifest this year. This is going to be a year of shaking, a year of dark events. And I shared this publicly before it happened. And that's why, and so in January of 2020, I started writing the book. And then about within two, three months, the shakings began. So I believe that's the reason I would not have released the Harbinger. I was sitting on this for years. I would not touch it until the Lord said. So I knew this. I just had this strong sense that this was going to be a year of prophetic significance, and not just a year, but we're not over. We're
in the season,
critical,
yes.
Prophetic time, absolutely.
Exactly. And as you say, the shaking will intensify over time, and this is what we see taking place. When you first told told us that shaking, you know, the shaking was taking place. And, of course, we can go back just recently, 20 years ago, after 2001 with the shaking of 9/11. And, you know, it's up to us, people of faith especially. We're the ones that carry a deeper responsibility because we know God's word and pattern. And all this is consistent with his character, is it not?
Yeah, the pattern, the template, and this is what first really started me. I mean, I'd never written a book before The Harbinger. I knew I always had to, but it was that event where I saw so many things and, you know, coming together and matching up with a biblical template. This is about, you know, as you said, 20 years ago. And we have, since that time, it has not stopped. I mean, not only the warnings, the harbingers have not stopped, but but America's descent from God, its apostasy from God, has not stopped, which is following the course of in the last days of ancient Israel before judgment. So we have been in this. We have not been out of it. And, you know, there are times it manifests more dramatically, and there are times where you have grace periods. But right now, we're in that time. And, yeah, it says, you know, it says the sons of Issachar, they knew the times. You know, they knew what Israel should do. So we have to be like the sons of Issachar. We are prophetic people.
Yeah, without a doubt, because the signs are there. I know at one point in Jesus' ministry, the leaders of the time said, show us a sign. And he almost laughed. I mean, you know, you could sense that Jesus just wanted to laugh and go, wait a minute, you have signs abounding here and you cannot see. Yeah. But we're told even in these last of the last days that people will be seeing and not knowing. And that's really what's happening, is that there's this lack of discernment of what's going on. Now, that's not across the board, but this is why your warning is so important for those that may be asleep at the wheel and just say, okay, well, we got through another election, life goes on, because that's the way it's always been, that's the way it'll always be, right?
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah, that's what's warned about in the Bible. Yeah, I think so often we miss it, you know, and, you know, or, you know, we want good news, you know, and we have good news. The good news is the gospel, you know, and that is our good news. But we want everything to be good and this, and hey, he's going to be prospering. And a lot of people in the body saying, hey, everything's just great. It's going to be great in a second. It's going to go back. And that's not God. We know. And when that happened back in ancient times, you know, Jeremiah was saying, no, you prophets, you're saying this, everything's going to be fine, peace and safety. It's not, because until you're right with God, things are not going to be right in the world.
Exactly. We've got to take a quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you with best-selling author of the book Harbinger 2, all his other books, Oracle, Paradigm. I mean, and it started off with Harbinger, your first book, as you were sharing earlier, Jonathan. The first book that you wrote was Harbinger, and now here you are. God keeps pouring his revelation into your spirit, and thank God for you to be obedient and to, you know, write it down, because there's something powerful about that which is written, right?
Yeah, well, yes, I've been a pastor for years, Bill, and I never, you know, I shared, and people say, oh, this should be a book, I never did anything. And then, you know, even after sharing the first message to the congregation, to Beth Israel, about the Harbinger, I never thought of a book, I just wasn't thinking, although I knew I was supposed to one day write books, but, I shared it, and people were saying, this has got to go forward, that I still didn't do anything, until about 2 years later, when it really, I got a download from the Lord saying, this is what you have to write now. And when I wrote it, you know, it just, first of all, it just wrote itself. You know, it was the easiest thing I ever did. It was as if the book was writing every page. And then it just, you know, reached millions. So yeah, I think that, and also it's there, you know, so people can go back and actually in the Harbinger, the first book, there's a chapter called Things to Come. And when I went back on it, and I'm not saying I know all these things, but the Lord is sovereign. And when I look back at it, I said, whoa, this is all happening now, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's also why it's written, you know, that it's there. You know, the Bible says, you know, write it down, the vision, make it plain, you know, it will come through at the point of time. Yep.
Yeah, without a doubt, and there it is. It's very well documented. Jonathan, what you continue to share with us is so powerful because, you know, as the Bible says, the people without vision will perish or cast off restraint or enter into a season or an era of chaos. And this is where we are right now, are we not? I mean, we're running all over the place like chickens with his heads cut off.
Yeah, the Lord is the Lord of God of order, and when you drive God out of your country, your culture, your public square, your civilization, or your life, what happens is you lose order. Things become disordered. Actually, one of the things in the Harbinger, what I alluded to, Things to Come, it talks about the shakings that are to come, and one of them is disorder or civil disorder. we are seeing. And that's it. You know, at the beginning, you know, it says, you know, it was darkness and God said, let there be light. And he, from the chaos, it was void, you know, it was void and dark. God brings order. So when we've driven God out, this is what we have right now. And it's a sign. I mean, America is in deep trouble. It's like the center is disappearing. You have extremes in every way. The unity is gone. And we are in a place we have never, in our lifetime, we have never, in fact, in the 20th century, except for the Civil War, we have never been there. And even the Civil War was a different kind of thing. We have like one thing, another thing. We are watching a disintegration, and there's much warning in this. And this is really, I believe, this is what, you know, the Lord led me to warn from the beginning.
Yes, but what you can draw hope from is just like in that book of Genesis, what you're talking about is how darkness and that chaos had enveloped the earth. And as that chaos is enveloping the earth, just like then, now, it is the Spirit of God that's hovering over like a mother hen, you know, hatching righteousness out and bringing order. This is a process. It's God's way of doing things, not our way. But it also, in the process, Rabbi, reminds us that we're not of this world. I mean, we're just sojourning, and this is all a temporary condition. But meanwhile, while we're here, we are given the option to co-labor with God Almighty Himself on behalf of His ultimate grand purpose of all of us coming together, you know, glorifying Him, being thankful, you know, for an awesome God, right?
Yeah, this is, you know, most of us came to the Lord, you know, not all but most have come to the Lord because there were dark times, you know, or there was some shaking in our life, or there was something that had to wake us up to say, hey, it's not okay as it is, you know. So that's true in our lives. That's also true in nations' lives and in the world's lives. So, yeah, God always, I mean, and every book, I don't know if people realize it if they've read the books, every book I've read always ends with hope. I mean, you know, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
the hope,
exactly.
And the darkness only magnifies the light, you know, in the sense that, you know, it's the candle in the daytime, you barely see it. The candle at night, it lights up the world. So yeah, you know, it makes things clearer. It makes it, for those who will rise to it, you know. So these are, in many ways, you know, the most dramatic times. And it's the dramatic times like this when there's all great darkness, that's what produces the great testimonies. You know, you know Paul wouldn't be Paul in another time. You know, and, I mean, he'd be someone else. You know, but, you know, nor would Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Elijah. You know, they or Moses. You know, he had a Pharaoh. You know, the very challenges are the things that give rise to greatness for those who will be great.
Rabbi, taking a look at this radical agenda that's being thrust upon, which was once a free America, we seem to be losing our liberties rapidly here. So we have this radical agenda coming on the heels of the conclusion of the presidency of Donald Trump, and of course a riot on Capitol Hill. Can you reconcile, you know, these incidences and what they're telling us?
Yeah, there's a lot. First of all, what happened? I mean, we have to, as believers, you know, we have to condemn any form of hatred, any violence that coming from hatred and that whole thing. And, you know, that was not any example, what happened on Capitol Hill, of what we are in the Lord, you know. And even if we have enemies, we pray for them and we love them. We speak the truth, you know, we have to speak the truth, and we have to be radical, you know, for this time ourselves, but we have to also do all things in love at the same time. So, you know, and you know, this is what happened. It was very significant. What happened there, it was really the marking of the end of one era, as you alluded to, and there's much to say that about Donald Trump and where that fits and where that's going.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was kind of like, you know, there is a there's been this division of America, and there's been more and more, that was like a culmination on the day that was going to seal, really, you know, politically, the end of this era, this first era. You have this reaction this way, and now you have a reaction the other way to use this from the left to stamp out religious freedom, to basically stamp out those who are supporting the president, the Republican Party, conservatives, and most importantly, believers. You know, so this is all. It was like a spiritual, ultimately a spiritual battle that was manifested in the world, but, you know, in a million different ways and crazy ways, but that exploded on that day. a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Now, the signs or harbingers that you're seeing manifesting now, as you look for, you know, look forward through this year of 2021, what do you see, you know, coming about even more so? Go ahead.
Let me tell you, you know, what I saw at the beginning of the year. You know, Bill, at the beginning of the year, there is a, or at the beginning of things, it's called the principle of first fruits, you know. And what happens, meaning that what happens in the beginning determines the rest. And a few things I noticed before all this happened. One is that, you know, on the very first day of this new year, was when it came out, the news story came out that the in Congress, they're basically eliminating the words, you know, mother, father, I don't remember that story, husband, wife, son, daughter, in any congressional, in any, you know, House of Representatives documents. I mean, crazy. That was the first thing. Then,
And of course, we had a man and a woman, right, too, on top of
that. That goes to the next thing, because then on the very first session of the new, you know, of the new Congress, of the new year, which was January 4th, you have that prayer, which amen, which is crazy. But on top of that, it was prayed, that prayer that opened up the new year, was prayed in the name of the god Brahma, a foreign god. He said, the god of India with four faces. So literally, instead of the god of the Bible, it was literally prayed in the name, it was opened up that way. And by the way, the guy who prayed it, I mentioned him in the paradigm, because he also did something else that was prophetic in the paradigm, and this guy who did it. And so so this is what happened. So it's dedicated in the name of Brahma this new year, the Congress, and 2 days later, all hell breaks loose on that same Capitol, on that same thing, on Capitol Hill with what happened. And so all these things, you know, this was not an auspicious beginning of this year. Until America turns, right now what's happening is, you mentioned this radical agenda, we are witnessing an agenda we have never had in the White House, in Congress, as ever in our history, where free speech is in danger, the lives of the unborn are in danger as never before. The danger is that we're going to be forced to pay for the killing of unborn children. That's not an exaggeration. That's what's happening. Where the war on gender is accelerating. The war got all around the world. Just in the first few days, it's been ordered that all our embassies are going to fly the rainbow flag, which is basically identifying America against God. I mean, this is major. The culture is not turning back. I mean, we can bring revival in God, but the culture is not. So we are in for dramatic times.
Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of the book Harbinger 2, Harbinger 1, Paradigm Oracle, The Message. I mean, it goes on and on, Jonathan. You continue to richly bless us, and I cannot thank you enough. How can people be in touch?
Oh, thank you, Bill. To get in touch, the ministry is Hope of the World and sends out prophetic updates and all sorts of things, free gifts and CDs, and all my messages are there. Just remember that, and just go to hopeoftheworld.org. It's hopeoftheworld.org. And any of the books, the Harbinger 2, and any book that you can get online from Amazon too, at Christian Books, and anywhere in a bookstore, from Walmart even onward. But thank you, Bill. It's always a blessing and always a joy.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you